From the sports desk of the Lubbock Avalanche Journal and RedRaiders.com, here's your look at all things Texas Tech sports. Now, here's the Red Raider Podcast.
And hello, everyone. I'm Carlos Silva from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal, bringing you a fall edition of the Red Raider podcast. And for that, we're here at Big 12 Media Days, and we got Tyree Wilson, defensive end for the Texas Tech football team. How are you doing, Tyree?
I'm doing good. Doing great.
Yeah, so right now we're obviously here at Big 12 Media Days. That means the season's getting closer. I guess just from your perspective, obviously with the Liberty Bowl, getting the defensive MVP and kind of all those things, I guess what was your mindset coming off of last year going into this year?
Well, it wasn't really too much the, you know, MVP of the ball game. It's us as a team building off of the Mississippi State game and help us have the confidence at the end of the season that we are a good football team and we can compete with anybody.
So I guess for you, I guess what were some things you were looking to improve upon throughout the offseason? Or I guess what was it really, like you said, it's just more of a mindset to kind of get used to Joey McGuire, the new coach, the new coaching staff?
Really just being a, you know, a player that's dominant on run and pass, and then just being the most more explosive pass rusher and affect the quarterbacks to take the stress off the DBs.
Going back a little bit, I know the biggest thing for you was you got to Texas Tech really late in your career. Obviously, you didn't have much time to kind of figure stuff out. Do you feel like the fire hose has kind of been turned off a little bit in terms of learning stuff, or do you still feel like you're still learning new things because you have a new coaching staff to kind of learn?
Really, it's calmed down a lot because, you know, when I first came to Texas Tech, the preparation was not that great. And then last year, you know, I kind of learned how to, you know, study the game, watch film, and that slowed the game a lot. And this year it's slowed down way more than that. So I feel like the sky's the limit this year.
In terms of that, I guess so, for you, what are you kind of looking at this year as ways to kind of know that y'all are successful this year, minus the wins and losses? I guess what are you looking for either personally or as a team to kind of know that you guys are on the up and up?
Really just, you know, we got a standard, and that's the toughest, hardest working, most competitive team in the country. And then just playing like that every snap and just see what comes from that. But I feel like great things will come if we live up to the standard every game.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, but is Joey McGuire as fired up as he looks?
Hey, he's fired up every day, every hour of the day.
In terms of Joey, I guess, what are some of the traits that you've seen from him as a coach, and what's just really made him so, I guess, a relationship builder and a guy that's really kind of built you guys up?
I mean, you know, he cares more, you know, about you more than just a football player, you know, and he wants to actually get to know you and build a family chemistry around the program, which is going to help us succeed here in the near future.
I know we're here at Big 12 Media Days. There was a big announcement about a $200 million, you know, facilities upgrade, or I guess just an investment. I guess for you, when you saw the plans or when you heard about them, I guess what were your initial reactions, and what's it like to know that there's this foundation that's going to be built for the football program moving forward?
You know, we had an idea that they was going to build a new, you know, facility and new end zone for the team, and it's just good for Texas Tech to, you know, bring it up and attract, you know, future prospects for Texas Tech, and also just lets us know that people outside of Texas Tech still care about the program and the future of Texas Tech.
In terms of you, I guess, what are some things that kind of sold you about Texas Tech initially when you got there? And I guess now that they have these type of things, I guess, what's something that a recruit can look at and say, like, okay, there's some investment in the football program, or, hey, this is kind of cool?
Well, I'm not going to talk about, you know, what brought me here at first, because, you know, that staff's not really around. But but for this staff, I can speak a lot for, you know, it's family. They're going to care about you, you know, through the hard times, because, you know, it's going to be hard times too, college football. And also, it's in the Big 12 and it's in Texas, and our team is about to be the top tier of the Big 12.
So for you, when, I guess, fall workouts, or however you want to call them, preseason workouts kind of start, I guess, what are you looking forward to? Is it just pads getting on, or I guess is it just the anticipation of the season? Or I guess what kind of goes through your head once August rolls around?
Really just building a chemistry with the boys, the defense, and also going against the offense, making them stronger so that we can compete with anybody in the Big 12.
certainly you kind of talk about the way that you've been rushing the passer, and obviously from the edge and kind of all those things. Who are some guys that have impressed you on the defensive line or just on the defense overall throughout either spring workouts or, you know, just off-season workouts so far?
Really, it's a lot of them. You know, Tony Bradford, Jalen Hutchins, Phillip Bleedies, you know, came along pretty good. Rabbit, Muddy Waters and Kashawn and Kosa Elders and, you know, Reggie Pearson. The whole defense is pretty much impressed me, and I feel like we're going to be a very good defense.
In terms of Muddy, just getting back from the injury, how have you seen him just get back into the flow of things, and how nice has it been just to kind of see a guy that you guys knew had some potential that was taken away due to injury, and now he's back and hopefully going to be able to do what?
Really, if Muddy had the choice, Muddy would have came back last year with the injury. But he's bought in. He wants to be a great football player, and also wants his defense to be great. And it's been real good, and motivates the rest of the people in the secondary to be a good and do extra work around the place.
So certainly, obviously, football is a focus for you. But after football, I guess what's kind of your focus? Do you like fishing? Do you kind of like doing other things like that? Or
focus? I don't really fish too much. You know, I just hang out with family, and I ride a lot of four-wheelers and just hang out. But after football's over, you know, I want to run a business of some sort.
Okay. So I guess with that in mind, I guess what's your major, and I guess do you kind of know what the business is, or you just kind of know you want to get into business?
I mean, I'm not really, you know, set in stone on what business I want to get into, but the future will make me decide on what I want to do.
Obviously, that's in the future. The present will be for the football team. So I guess for you, obviously kind of getting to the season, I guess for you personally, what are some goals for you? Is it a number that you're looking at for sacks? Is it something else? I guess what are you looking to kind of know that you're improving and making the team better in that sense?
Well, really for me, it's, you know, having double-digit sacks, double-digit TFLs, and also bringing the rest of the defensive line and outside linebackers along, and also making the team – my defense, the best defense in the Big 12.
Once again, that's Tyree Wilson, defensive end for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. We're here at Big 12 Media Day. This has been another edition of the Red Raider Podcast. Appreciate you all listening. We'll talk to you next time.